Welcome back, you guys. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Did you guys see all the Ghostbuster movies?
No, I never saw the female one.
Me either.
I think I've only seen the first one. I think with the Marshmallow Man.
I saw one and two back in the day. And then, yeah, I did not see the reboot. But I like all those people that are in it. Kristen Wiig. Yeah. Why didn't I see that?
I don't know why you saw it and not saw it.
Let's go see it together.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Chris Hemsworth is very funny in it. It's like the reverse objectification thing, you know?
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah.
Except I think he's really stupid in it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, a new trailer for the highly anticipated Ghostbusters Afterlife came out just yesterday. And viewers have proceeded to lose their minds on social media.
Are they loving it?
I think so.
Okay.
This is directed and co-written by Jason Reitman. His father, Ivan, helmed the 80s films and is the producer of Afterlife. And let's see here. So I guess there's a glimpse of some of the original gang back in their roles, which were last played in 1989. That was the sequel. And so this plot is going to revolve around the family of Egon Spengler, who was played by Harold Ramis. And then they discover his hidden lab at the family farm. Around that same time, ghosts return. Want to hear a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
There goes.
You're a great mom.
I don't know. I'm fine with Trevor, but with Phoebe, she really keeps me on the outside.
That's normal. She's an awkward, nerdy kid.
Maybe a new home can be an opportunity to start fresh.
Hmm.
I just wish she'd get into some trouble.
There's still time.
So that's Carrie Coon and Paul Rudd.
Wow. I already like the vibe.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
We're completely broke. And our grandfather left us this creepy old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Your father wasn't much of a homemaker. He could hardly keep the power on.
You're saying he left us nothing?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing.
Ghost stuff.
You went with Station Wagon?
It's the only one that had an engine.
Is that Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard again. So anyways,
he's a kid with the bushy hair.
So basically what you saw there was these kids move to, Egon Spengler's creepy mansion.
The farm. Yeah. Okay.
They go into the garage and find the Ghostbusters like station wagon. And I think the woman that was telling him to go in there was Annie Potts. Is that her name?
Oh,
she
was sure.
Like the receptionist, like, Ghostbusters, do you have a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. So how was
that? Oh, my God. This looks like way more like it's got a serious vibe to it.
Yeah, I think there are also elements of like the Little Marshmallow Men show up in this trailer too, which we saw maybe a month or two back.
Yep.
They're on a grocery store aisle. You do see Slimer at one point too.
Dude, I would see this movie.
Yeah. You know, a little kind of like, and I get it where there's an actual cast member from Stranger Things, but you know, you get vibes of the nostalgic throwback thing. If it's giving people the nostalgic feels, it makes sense as to why. So Finn Wolfhard, by the way, is not the kid from Stranger Things with the lisp.
No. You're talking about Toothless.
Toothless.
Matarazzo.
Matarazzo. Mike Wheeler in Stranger
Things. He's Mike, the love interest of 11.
Yes. That's Finn.
Yeah.
I didn't know Paul Rudd was in this.
I love. Love.
Yeah,
Paul
he's
Rudd.
My crush.
Paul Rudd is so good.
And then Carrie Coon is in The Leftovers, and I loved her.
She was also in what is the name of the show that came from the movie
Gone Girl. She's in.
No, stop. I'm say, just looking say at the right stuff. One. You. Ewan McGregor. Right.
She was in Fargo.
That's the one.
Which season was she in? I think I missed that one.
The one with, I believe it was the one with Ewan McGregor.
Okay, I think I stopped at that one. I got to watch that.
Oh, that one's so good.
I saw one and two, maybe three. Was it,
I skipped
way,
a couple because so some of them I was like, ick, I didn't like that. The Chris Rock one, I started but
Lori
didn't finish.
That one.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Three is Ewan McGregor, and four is Chris Rock.
Okay, so it is. It
and
is
now that,
that last
you told
one.
Me Carrie Coon's in three. I will immediately watch this.
Yeah, she's super cool. She's a badass.
Oh, Donna Language.
Oh. All right. Anyway, that's there. You go. I will link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com.
This is great.
Thanks, Steve.
Quickly. Everybody's talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck and these lovebirds. There is one thing that J-Lo thinks is awful about Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, back in 2016, when the two were not together, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And he asked her about, do you remember Ben Affleck's big, crazy back tattoo?
Yeah, it was like the, like it was.
Like a phoenix?
Coming up from the ashes or something.
Didn't that turn out to be a hoax? No?
I don't remember.
Well, at the time, she responded when asked about it on Watch What Happens Live. Here's what J-Lo had to say about Ben Affleck's back tattoo.
Was that my cue?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
It's all right. I'm looking it up now. Good. Looking it up. Here it comes.
What is your honest opinion of Ben Affleck's phoenix back tattoo? There's the tattoo.
It's awful.
It's not attractive.
I would tell him that. I would tell him, like, right. What are you doing?
That's what, so right.
It has too many colors.
Okay.
I thought that turned out to be a hoax.
I don't remember
wrong?
Now.
I'm looking it up, well, yeah.
Remember the big tattoo, lion though. One that Ed Sheeran got to? Maybe that was the hoax.
Maybe it's real.
I think it's real.
It's really hideous.
It's so big.
So bad.
Wait a second. Now I'm seeing Huffington Post. Ben Affleck explains why he lied about his back tattoo.
Oh.
This is from February 19, 2020. Okay, but wait. Oh, yeah. Why? And then he lied about his back tattoo being fake. He said, I resented that somebody got a picture of it by spying on me.
Oh, I see. So it is real.
No, no, no. I resented that somebody got a picture of it by spying on me.
So he lied and said it was fake.
It felt invasive, but you're right. No, wait a second.
Yeah, I think you're
I
right.
I could have said, that's none of your business. I guess I got a kick out of messing with extra. Is your tattoo real or not real? Of course it's real. No, I put a fake tattoo on my back and then hit it. Affleck continued, referencing a March 2016 interview with Extra's Mario Lopez. Oh, yeah. He said it was fake for a movie. It was indeed real.
Huh.
It is real.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's real ugly.
And J-Lo would know because
yeah,
hey,
she's been touching that back.
Shirtless.
Donna. Not always.
They can do it with their clothes on.
Yeah, there's no rule that shirts have to come off.
Oh my gosh, we gotta go.
Oh my gosh.
I have a study.
Lord. Okay, all right, you guys gotta quit doing this. All right, hang on a second.
All right, what's your problem?
My daughter just brought me cold medicine.
Oh, great.
Louise, they just
I'm gonna get sick.
I'm going to get a COVID test.
Fine.
TV has asked that I do that before returning to the building.
Today?
No, I can't come in today. We've already had to do a full shift. PFO is filling in for me, Paul
Folger.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's the optics. You don't understand. Right now what I'm doing, I can turn down the knob at any point and sniffle. I've sneezed a bunch. I can do all of that here in my studio, and the listener doesn't hear it. On TV, you don't have that luxury, Donna. As you know, having been on Twin Cities Live yesterday, it is
like sitting right next to you while you're breathing and coughing.
You're vaxxed and waxed. It's not COVID. It's just a cold. I'll know within by 5 p.m. tonight. Just chill. You know you can swab yourself now in a Walgreens drive-up.
Swab yourself.
I was like, I don't.
Well, not only that, but you could buy a home test.
Yeah, but I want instant results so that
they give you instant results right in your house.
What are you? You could of Big Pharma? Who are you with that guy Pharma Mike or whatever who sold the fake NFT?
Don't worry about it. And I bought two of those, and I would be willing to give you one.
No.
Fine. I don't need you.
Hey.
Hey, there. I got a study.
What did you find out?
That we have fewer friends than ever before.
Great. That's the study.
Yep.
We'll stretch it out into 8 minutes when we come back on Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
It's so crazy. Let's study.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown
they've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Ooh. Has your circle of friends gotten smaller?
Yes.
A study published by the Survey Center on American Life has found that Americans have fewer friends than they used to.
Oh, yep, I believe it.
Said study revealed that 49% of Americans over 18 said they had fewer than three close friends. I'm counting mine in my
head. Yeah.
49, 50.
No.
50, no. I would say I have five good friends.
I don't know. One, two, three, four, five. I don't know. Don't
Come
make me
on.
Count. It's making me insecure.
What's you, the don't, average number? You don't stay in touch with your friends.
That's not.
I'm kidding.
Okay, don't.
Isn't Nick moving here soon?
Yes, my best friend Nick. He works with World Vision, and he is moving from Kansas up to Minnesota. My wow. best friend, we were best men in each other's weddings.
Aww.
What are the chances that we end up living together in Minnesota, of all states?
That is amazing.
Can he live with you?
Sure.
They have three kids?
Nope. All right,
Rocco, do you have any friends?
I've got friends, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I haven't seen them much, you know. I'm used to having an annual guys' weekend or two, and we haven't done that in a couple years.
Yeah.
Because of the pandy.
Yeah, I think the pandemic definitely has had an effect on friendships. But in 1990, 33% of people surveyed reported having 10 or more close friends, while today only 13% of people have said the same thing. They also found that 47% of Americans said they have lost touch with at least a few friends over the last year. And women in particular have lost touch with friends during the pandemic. Hmm. 59% say they had lost contact with friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, man.
Other things include like marrying later, spending more time with your kids than past generations have, working longer hours affects friendships.
Yeah, it's tough. It's just tough. You know, like when you have kids and it's... It becomes more, it's funny, you have to prioritize it, but it's easy to not prioritize. I'm thinking when you're married with children, Al Bundy, it's difficult to prioritize going out with your buddies frequently. You know what I mean? Now, I think the ideal way to do it is to really carve out time where maybe every other week, it's like you get a night this week.
Yes.
Your spouse gets a night the next week.
Guys
and then if you
night,
work that into
night.
Your rhythm, then it's really good. A couple times a month that you're doing some good intentional time. But it's easy. If you are not intentional about friendships in adulthood, they don't happen by accident.
Right, right. They don't. I always admire guys especially that stay in touch with their friends from high school, grade school. You know, it's just, it's really nice to see that that is a priority for people.
Yeah, it's tricky. I have a couple guys who I get together with who somebody would, which reminds me, I have like a text message from 2 weeks ago that I haven't responded to, trying to get a date on the calendar for us to, and we'll just get together. And what we try to do most times, not every time, but if possible, we try to make an effort to get together later in the evening so that it's not during the dinner rush and so that you're of assistance in getting kids down and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just going out and having a few beers and then coming back and your other half has been left to do all of the work. I wonder what would happen if my wife and I did that. I should do an experiment.
Do it.
Every other week. So if every single week one person had a friend get together on the calendar and then you just know, look, it's their night. You can go out. Mm-hmm. The next week it's my night.
You're saying every week?
If every week we, like, for instance, if I had this week, I had Wednesday night this week, next Wednesday night, it was Lou's night.
Okay.
And then it was my night the following Wednesday, sure, and then hers. So then twice a month, you have got on the books time to get together with friends. But we're so behind on dating. We haven't been on a date, I'm not even kidding you, since before the pandemic. In the midst of that, we had a pandemic, which keeps you from going out a lot. We had a baby, which just, we waited till a certain age before we were handing them off to just any babysitter. But still, I mean, my sister and brother-in-law have helped us so much. We haven't, just Lou and I said, let's just go on a date. We are so overdue. That is, I'm just calling us out right now so that I am publicly accountable and we'll get one on the books. All right, anybody have a good date idea? Hey, email me. What do you want to do?
I have a question. How's that 5 o'clock challenge going?
It is completed. It was a 30-day challenge, Donna.
Okay. I thought it started July.
No, it wrapped up. It was like mid-June to mid-July.
Okay. Okay.
And I gave myself like a B- on my ability to get out of bed at 5 o'clock even. But it was a good experiment in creating margin in the mornings.
I love it.
Let's dance.
Okay.
Is that John Denver's song, Margin in the Mornings?
In the morning makes me happy. Let's play a game. This game really makes me happy. Call now. We need a millennial and a Gen Xer to call 651-641-1071. It is the Millennial X Games. Play along whether or not you call. You get a chance to be entertained as we quiz each other on each other's generations. It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
Generation X versus Millennials.
These are the Millennial X Games. Steve, the Millennial.
I can't even.
Versus Donna, the Gen Xer.
Like, totally awesome.
And here's your host,
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
Lobster Rocket.
So we did line up some people to help you guys out.
Fabulous.
In case you're new to the program, this is where we take Gen X type trivia questions and test Steve to see, you know, hey, do you remember these are from the 80s? And then we take millennial type questions, you know, from like what, 97 to 03, something like that.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
And then we quiz Donna to see if she knows things that Steve might know. And then we get people to help them, including this person, Sally, the Gen Xer.
Hi, Sally. What's up, my girl?
Hey, how you doing?
Really, really good.
Excellent.
Sally says she's 51, which puts her in right in Gen X.
Nice. Halfway to a Smucker's bottle.
Rude.
That's not rude. That's true. If she makes it to 102, do you think she's going to feel offended? If she was put on the label of a Smucker's thing on the Today Show, she would feel dynamite.
Who do I have, Rocco?
So I'll put Sally on hold. You have Tyler.
Tyler. What up, Ty? My man. What's going on?
Hi,
How are you?
Great. Tyler, can I ask?
Tyler?
Yeah.
How old am I? Oh, 23.
Perfect.
Wow, 23.
Tyler, you are my lifeline.
Hey, Tyler, now's a good age for you to start contributing to a 401k if you have access to one, because you have what the rest of us don't, which is time. And the ability for that to compound is incredible. Get yourself a personal finance book today, Dan. Do you hear me?
Listen to him.
Yeah, I will.
He's like Amway.
Well, guess what? He would never regret that. If he got himself a book on personal finance today, all it will do is make him a ton of money, and he'll always look back and say, Papa Stevie Boy is the reason I am where I am.
There you go.
That's the only reason he's telling you that, so you'll have to thank him later.
Right.
All right, Tyler, stand by, please.
Okay. Let's start this game.
I want you to go first, Steve.
Fine, I'm going to spin this wheel.
No, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Very hard, and I'm going to do it.
Steve's going to spin the wheel.
Spin it.
Hi.
Come on, do it.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to make sure I got my.
No, Rocco, I'm talking to Steve. He's the one who's going to spin
the wheel here.
Yeah. Okay.
Crowd me in my closet.
Television.
Okay, Steve, what 80s television shows had three main characters played by Harry Anderson, Marky Post, and John Larroquette?
Wonderful. Liked the show?
I don't like this music.
I think they're bringing it back in some way, aren't they? Didn't we hear about a reboot for this?
Yeah.
Is that better, Don?
Yeah, I love it.
The show is Night Court, and I loved this show. Final.
Night Court. Night Court.
Woo, Steve, you're on the board.
Dave Anderson was great. Whoever played Bull was really funny.
Bull was very funny.
John Larroquette. Remember the short-lived John Larroquette show?
Yeah.
It goes on NBC. And then the fabulous actor who just passed away last week.
Oh, right. He played Mac.
Yes, he played Mac. It was so great. He was also in that.
Oh, God.
That guy who played Mac was also in that. You remember the Johnny Five robot, Rocco?
Oh, Short Circuit?
He was in that.
Hmm. Mac was played by Charles Robinson, just died
Last week.
All right,
July
11th. You two, get a room.
All right, sorry,
jeez.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Sorry.
So now let's go to Donna. You ready, Donna?
Here I go. Movies.
Music.
No, stand by, Tyler.
Donna.
What?
There were five Spice Girls. I'll give you a point if you can name four of them.
Okay.
You know, just their nicknames, not necessarily their real names. How about that?
They're Scary
their character
Spice.
Names. Yep.
Okay. And Baby Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Scary and Baby. Ginger Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there only four of them?
No, I got five.
Scary, Baby, Ginger, and Scary Spice, Pepper Spice. Scary. Baby Spice, Ginger
Bergamot,
Spice,
Sandalwood,
Sneezy Spice.
No. What are the dwarves?
Lady Spice, Scary Baby Ginger, and Mel B. Spice.
Are you going with that?
Mel B.
No, I'm going to have to go to Tyler.
Ty.
I don't like that I have to, but hi, Tyler. Tyler, who am I missing?
Was there like a
Sporty Spice? Yes.
Is that one? No, I don't know. Is that?
I think Sporty Spice is one of them. Don't you?
Yeah, but I don't. I can't think of the other one if there is.
I only need one. Okay. Sporty Spice, final answer.
That will get you this. Ding.
Yes! Woo!
You missed one. You missed the one played by Victoria Beckham.
Oh, she's Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
Yes, that's right.
All right, it's 1-1 after one, but Donna no longer has a lifeline.
Oh, no.
And Steve's going to spin the wheel.
Spin it, Steve.
I've seen these.
All right, this is kind of timely because this one came out 35 years ago this week.
Wizard of Oz.
And was a notorious bomb. It was based on an anthropomorphic Marvel character. It starred Leah Thompson and was produced by the Star Wars guy, George Lucas. Can you name this 1986 comic sci-fi bomb?
Oh my gosh. Leah Thompson. Was she that character who used to sit in the big rocking chair, but she was like a tiny girl, but an adult lady. What was that?
Ruth Buzzy?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. That's right.
Yes. All right, I'm going to have to go to Samantha, Sally. Lifeline.
Sally.
Yes.
Let's talk this through.
I know this one.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Howard the Duck, I think.
You are so right. Yes, and Howard, yes, there were a couple weird scenes in this one. Let's go Howard the Duck, final answer.
Yes. Wow.
And Howard the Duck goes on to have some cameos, Sally, in a couple of Avengers movies, I believe. Wow, really, really great. Nice job.
I think he also shows up in Space Jam 2, A New Legacy. But so does everybody.
Wow. Nice job, Sally.
Good job, Sally. And Leah Thompson from Rochester.
From Rochester.
Yes, Caroline in the City.
Caroline in the City. Yeah, she was in town for the Twin Cities Film Fest a few years ago. Stopped by Twin Cities Live. Lovely conversation.
Drop something.
You know, she does get like physical with Howard the Duck at one point, and his feathers stand up.
Okay, ew. All right, it's my turn. Okay. Here I go. Ready? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you name the 1998 film where Billy Bob Thornton, Bruce Willis, and others try to stop an asteroid by drilling into it and detonating a nuclear bomb?
Nope.
Okay, then.
Right, Billy Bob and Bruce Willis and others try to stop a nuclear bomb.
No, they try to stop an asteroid the size of Texas.
Oh, yeah, this thing's coming right at us. Donna, here's a bonus hint. One of the other people from this movie, nope, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
I know, there's a few.
I was thinking of Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Ben Affleck's not in this, is he?
And weren't there a few movies in the 90s that involved, you know, something coming towards Earth?
Yeah, I think it was that decade's fascination.
I am going to say the answer is Space Bomb.
Space Bomb.
let's go Asteroid.
So close.
No. It was Armageddon.
Oh, no!
And it featured this song.
Yes. Little Bon Jovi.
Liv Tyler was in this, right? This is Aerosmith.
Oh, this is Aerosmith.
Donna, why don't you hang up and listen to the rest of the show?
Oh, I love this song so much.
All right.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
All right.
Oh, Armageddon. So good.
Armageddon.
Darn it.
So 2-1, Steve, after two. They're both out of lifeline.
Let's kick it out.
Come on, Steve.
Lifestyle.
Ha-ha.
Now, this was kind of fun. I decided I wanted to write a question about McDonald's Happy Meals, especially like the toys. So I went down the rabbit hole today and learned this. The first movie tie-in, McDonald's Happy Meals, came out in 1979. In this particular case, they offered toys like the Katinga class cruiser, the Epsilon 9 station, a travel pod, and a video communicator. Can you name the 1979 movie McDonald's was promoting in their Happy Meals?
So, I think that this is a bit of a trick question. Not a trick, but it's tricky in this way. So, it's Star Wars. But Star Wars A New Hope came out in 1977. And then I believe it would have been Empire Strikes Back would have been 79. And then I think in 81 or 82 was when we had Return of the Jedi. I'm going to say Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, final answer.
No!
I would have just said Star Wars.
Well, you're both wrong. This is what it was kind of interesting. It was Star Trek, the motion picture.
Oh,
rats! Ooh.
And had I said one of the toys was the USS Enterprise, then you probably would have
I would have gone Star Trek, yes.
So, I have a chance to win.
This. Donna has a chance to climb back in.
All right, here I go!
And it goes like this.
Yeah!
Headlines.
Okay, Donna, are you ready?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Iran, North Korea, countries that President George W. Bush was not a fan of. What did he call this group of countries?
The Iron Curtain. The Iron... I don't remember. Do you know it, Steve?
I don't think it.
But
so.
The Three Stooges.
The something wall. The
Shaw's. The Shaw's. The
Shaw. Are you going Shaw's?
The
Shaw's sunset?
Pajamas.
The Shaw. There's a Shaw.
Yeah, Ron at one point had a Shaw. He was gone by then.
Yeah, but I don't think North Korea had a Shaw. I think these are very bad countries. The murder dirters. Am I on the right track? All right, fine.
The Axis of Evil.
Axis of Evil. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We will not tire.
Congratulations.
That means Steve wins.
Yeah.
Yay! That means Sally wins.
Hey, Sally. How you doing?
Hey, Sal.
Hey.
Way to go.
Woo!
You're Sally, congratulations. You're gonna love the inner tube set that we're sending you from my talk.
Thank you to Tyler. Thank you, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, are you there?
I can probably put them.
Ty, come here, my man. Ty, can you hear me?
They're both there now.
Hey, all Tyler. Right.
Yeah.
All right, here's the book that you should download. Okay?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just gonna listen. Download The Broke Millennial. It is got 1,100 ratings on Amazon. People love it. It's an $4.99 on Kindle. Broke Millennial. You will be tens of thousands of dollars richer when you retire as a result.
All right.
I love you.
Hey, Tyler. Have a great day. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Tyler.
You too. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
I know.
So I'll put Sally on hold. We'll get her hat size.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. All right. Excellent. And then we'll come back with the final stretch of the show. Steve has a list of some Minnesota State Fair updates that we'll get to coming up next on My Talk. Well, it's the final stretch.
Show me to hit it.
All right. No, I hate it.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to like it more.
I'll maybe work on it today.
Okay.
You expect it to snap, though, right? Like if you were stretching a balloon with a friend. What do you guys do with your friends? All right.
All right.
Hey, by the way, we should mention that Cat Video Festival tickets are on sale right now. Donna, do you know how much they cost?
What tickets?
Cat Video Festival.
Yeah.
Just $10.
$10, baby.
But and then, did you know? Because I was talking to Brooke.
Oh.
The price goes up Monday, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Get this. It's such a fun, goofy event.
It really is a lot of fun. Plus, if you've been looking for a chance to hang out with us and see your favorite My Talk personalities in living color for the first time in a year and a half, we'd love to see you there. So $10 gets you those tickets. $1 from each ticket to the Cat Video Festival is going to support our charity partner. We love them over at Bitty Kitty Brigade. Prices do go up August 2nd, Rock Goes Right. You can get your Chuck and Don's VIP tickets before they sell out. And the Cat Video Festival happening Thursday, August 12th. It is presented by First Equity and A Can of Pet Foods. Mm-hmm. You can see a segment from America's Funniest Home Videos on the Cat Video Reel. Get more info at mytalk1071.com. Keyword cat.
Promotions director wanted me to mention is that you can submit your cat photos and they'll probably be up on the screen while DJ Rock Lobster is spinning cat-themed songs.
Yes,
oh, are you
going to
be the one
by spinning, I'm going to submit a Spotify playlist of cat songs. But
excellent.
Yes, it's one of my favorite things I do. I find songs that have something to do with cats.
Lloyd, what do you got so far? Like Cat Scratch Fever?
Cat Scratch Fever.
Tom Jones.
Year of the Cat. What's New Pussycat?
How about some Stray Cats?
Of course, yeah.
Smelly Cat?
Stray Cat Strut.
I do that, yep. Sometimes I play a Kiss song that's sung by Peter Criss, the Catman character.
Yes!
There's a singer named
Catman
Power. Cat Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Cat Scratch Fever.
All that stuff.
Cat Scratch Fever.
Honky Cat by your guy Elton John.
Oh, yes!
Oh.
Until Dandan.
Oh, Dandan.
I love it. That's so cute.
And so not only that, not only does DJ Rock Lobster come up with cat songs pre-show, then I also put together like a little cat song medley that goes with the fireworks display.
Oh,
wow.
So look for that after the show.
Oh.
Or if you're just driving through St. Paul. on August 12th at about 10 o'clock.
Now you've got me wondering what other cat songs are there.
Well, maybe I should ask
Cool for Cats by Squeeze.
That's a good one. That usually makes the list.
The Love Cats by The Cure.
Yeah.
I have a good one for
you. The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. Sure. Go ahead, Steve.
That would work as, sort of a less literal take. Cat flushing the toilet? Have you heard that?
No.
Not
Spotify?
No, pull it up on YouTube right now, Rocco. Okay. You'll love it.
Oh, Cat on Tin Roof by Blonde Redhead.
Flushing a toilet. Oh, wow, that is a song.
Phenomenal it is a song. Cat by
Our
the
kids
Kinks.
Really liked it for a little while. Check this out, Donna.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to sit through the.
Oh, by the way, there's an Elvis Costello one too. Pads, Paws, and Claws.
Oh. Flushing the toilet is a cat. 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 Yeah, that guy.
That's for sure making.
What's that guy's name? Who does that song? Does it say it?
Perry Grip.
He does a bunch of weird songs that my kids got into a couple summers ago. So we would just walk through the house and hear this.
That's fun.
Now, Steve, do you think that should make the pre-show mix or the fireworks display?
I think pre-show. That gets everyone just in like a loosey-goosey mood.
Okay.
Fireworks. I feel like fireworks are too dramatic for that to hit.
Okay. Do you want to know some trivia about Perry Grip?
Yeah, I'd love to.
He used to be the lead vocalist and guitarist for a pop punk band that had a mild hit.
Oh. Homegrown?
Nerf Herder.
Oh, not Z.
Yeah, Nerf Herder. What was their hit again? Like Teenage Dirtbag? No, that was somebody else.
Nerf Herder.
I'm looking it up.
Do you remember punk bands like Rancid? Did everybody know Rancid?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
they were kind
of
ska-ish. Not Scottish. Ska-ish. S-K-A.
Dot. Or Nerf-ish.
Herder.
Steve, do you know what Nerf Herder was named after?
No.
It's a quote from Empire Strikes Back. I think Princess Leia says to Han Solo, "You're nothing but a scruffy something Nerf Herder."
Oh, Donna, you would know it from "In the World's Gonna Know Your Name." What's your name, man? Nerf Herder, Nerf Herder. Nerf Herder, Nerf Herder.
That's good, Steve. I was just listening to that soundtrack.
They had a song
on my way to the cabin.
Let's see here.
That's their song. Their song is called Van Halen.
Yeah.
I think now that sort of rings a bell.
Let me see.
Oh, I remember I used to sing a song by This is Nerf Herder that you're playing here?
Although I don't remember this one as much. 1984, my favorite record, yeah, I wore it down. Cat flushing a toilet.
Wow, Perry Grip, Life After Punk.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Van Halen song?
Yeah, I don't remember this, but I remember Nerf Herder being a thing.
Huh. All right, let me tell you some things about the State Fair before we go. Got an email this morning of just some new updates. There's going to be a new Mighty Midway ride. It's called Riptide. They call it a spectacular roller coaster reaching 55 feet high.
Wow.
It's got all the ups and downs, twists and turns for that end of summer adrenaline rush. They're going to be celebrating 100 years of the cattle barn at the State Fair this year. A couple of new food vendors you might want to know about. Babas, featuring a variety of hummus bowls served with warm or fried pita.
Remember Baba Latang?
Baba Latang, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be located on the east side of Underwood Street. It's called Babas. So if you like hummus.
I'm interested in that. I love hummus.
Solem, S-O-L-E-M, Solem Concessions Cheese Curds and Mini Donuts, featuring brand new blueberry mini donuts, plus classic cheese curds in Cajun, which is new to the fair, ranch, garlic, and original flavors. So we got a couple new food vendors making their way in.
What's the first thing you're going to have when we get to the fair?
I think it's going to be the tater tot poutine.
I don't like that word.
I didn't when I first learned it either.
It's way too close to something else.
I hear you, sister.
All right, Rocco, whatever.
Bye. I'm going to go get a COVID test.
Yeah, do that. And then will you please let me know what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. Bye now.
Bye now.